Shine, Using Brain Science to Get the Best from Your People. Author, Edward Hallowell. We have learnt that you get better at what you practice, and you get worse at what you neglect. If we stop exercising our mental skills, we do not just forget them, the brain map space for those skills is turned over to the skills we practice instead. When we try to break a bad habit, we think the solution is to put something new in the container. But when we learn a bad habit, it takes over a brain map, and each time we repeat it, it claims more control of that map and prevents the use of that space for good habits. That is why unlearning is often a lot harder than learning. The discovery of plasticity is really, really good news. It means that you are never stuck with who you are or your employees are. We used to think that only young brains could do change and develop. We now know that the adult brain can do it too. Peak performance. What we mean by peak performance, and what most of us seek in our own lives, and what managers wish to help their people achieve, is consistent excellence with improvement over time at specific tasks. These three factors, excellence, consistency, and ongoing improvement, define peak performance. Applying the cycle of excellence. The cycle of excellence works by exploiting the power of the interaction between what is within a person and what lies outside. Neither the individual nor the job holds the magic, but the right person doing the right job creates the magical interaction that leads to peak performance. Every manager has the marvellous opportunity to make this magic happen by guiding employees in the five steps of the cycle. Step 1. Select. Put the person in the right job. Select refers to matching a person with the right job. As Jack Welch put it, getting the right people in the right job is a lot more important than developing a strategy. The best selection results from paying attention to the following three particulars. What a person likes doing the most. What a person does the best, and what adds great value to a project or organisation. As a manager, if you can see that your people are mostly doing what they like most to do, they are using the skills they have honed most shapely and the abilities and set them apart from others. And what they are doing is adding the greatest possible value to the organisation. Then you know the match between employees and their tasks is excellent. Step 2. Connect. The most powerful step. In the cycle of excellence, connection refers to the bond an individual feels with another person, group, task, place, idea, mission, or anything else that stirs feelings of attachment, loyalty, excitement, inspiration, or a willingness to make sacrifices for the sake of the connection. The more intense the connection, the more effective the employee will be. By contrast, disconnection refers to the disengagement and distance from a person, group, task, idea, or mission. Disconnection is one of the chief causes of substandard work in the modern workplace. Just ask people who regularly achieve peak performance what the key to their success is. Like happy people, most often they will tell you about a person, a parent, a coach, a teacher, or a spouse who believed in them and drew out of them the more they knew they had. That's the magical power in connection. If you're managing others, they will perform better if you yourself are happy and you show joy. They will also perform better if you help them connect with others. In a state of connection, as opposed to isolation, all the ideas, impulses, energies, and bits of information that might otherwise swirl around within a person's mind line up naturally and in proper order. In peak performance, a person loses self-conscious thoughts and becomes one with an action at hand, entering into flow. This is not to say that thinking ceases. On the contrary, it intensifies. But it's then encumbered by self-consciousness, fear or worry. It's also in a flow that person is the happiest and feelings of well-being are greatest. Step 3. Play. Unearth talent and ideas. All managers recognise the importance of work. Not enough recognise the importance of play for peak performance. By play, we mean any activity in which the imagination gets involved. Play constitutes the most advanced productive activity the human brain can engage in. When workers seem dull or apathetic, it is usually not because they are innately so. It is usually because play is missing from their work and they are not engaged in creative problem solving. The manager who can encourage play, who can model imaginative engagement and encourage others to do so, is the manager who brings out the best in the people who work for him. This is the manager who develops peak performance. Step 4. Grapple and grow, the pain of gain. By grapple and grow, we mean the combination of work and progress. A person may work a 100-hour week, but make little progress, while someone else may leap ahead working a 50-hour week. The key move for the manager in the handling of this step is to make sure that the hard work is also smart work, and that effort is leading to growth. The most common mistake managers make when work isn't going well, when the desired growth isn't happening, is to simply demand more work. Often, more work is not what's needed. Usually, the problem lies upstream, in steps 1, 2, or 3. Poor selection, lack of connection, or the absence of imaginative engagement are the most common reasons that work fails to lead to growth. From a neurological perspective, grappling would lead to growth. Let's say you're trying to memorize a telephone number. At first, you need to write it down. The nerve cells involved in learning that number fire a neurotransmitter that gets the process started. If you never dial the number again, nothing changes. But if you use the number, if you grapple with memorizing, if the synapses enlarge it and the connections between the nerve cells involved become more securely established. For our purposes, this is excellent news. Grappling is good. Work works. And if they follow the steps of the cycle of excellence, your people will want to work hard. Step 5. Shine. Recognition picks everyone up. Shining requires recognition. Recognition is one of the key ingredients in helping people to shine. And when you are given recognition, you shine as well. Managers are a unique position to offer or withhold such recognition, and with it, the feeling of being valued. Recognition promotes moral behaviour through connection. Giving people the recognition that helps them to shine consolidates all the good that Step 4, Grapple and Grow, creates. It also creates achievement, confidence, self-esteem, motivation, loyalty, and excitement. But recognition also serves a second critical purpose. It leads to moral behaviour. It connects the person being recognised to the person or group doing the recognition, leading the person to feel ownership in the group.